And finally, it's time for our Gene of the Month, and this time it's Shibiri, named after the Japanese word for limbs going to sleep. Shibiri is the name given to an unusual mutation in the fruit fly Drosophila's dynamin gene, which normally makes a protein that helps to release tiny packets of molecules from nerve cells, enabling them to transmit information. In Shibiri mutant flies, this protein works normally at regular lab temperature, but stops functioning if it gets over 29 degrees centigrade. As a result, the flies immediately become paralysed as their nerves stop working properly and drop to the ground. But lower the temperature again and they spring right back, as if nothing had happened. Since it was discovered, researchers have used the temperature-sensitive Shibiri mutation to study how fruit flies' brains work. It cropped up several times during the Genetic Society autumn meeting from scientists trying to figure out how memories are made and stored. You can see a fascinating video of this effect in action by following the link from the Gene of the Month in this month's Naked Genetics podcast page. That's nakedscientist.com/genetics. That's all for now. I'll be back next month with more reports from the Genetic Society autumn meeting on the genetics of learning and memory, including finding out what mice on a weird wheel can tell us about how we learn to play the piano, and why flies like getting drunk, even after a hangover. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or tweet me at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.